Okay.
I should also say, since I have this time, that there were community leaders that did speak, some new faces, a broad coalition of solidarity. We had people from the Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights, the Philippine American community, APANO, Micaiah Dutt, Wael El Asadi, they spoke. And for people who are listening via computer, they should consider trying to use their search engines to find some of that information and become better educated citizens so they can come down here and make sure that all five of our communication slots gets used. This morning we're blessed to, or cursed, to have an unengaged situation where we only have four of our five commissioners and only four of the five communication slots are being used. And although us citizens who use these slots sometimes get you all a little bit distracted or anxious, I know that when you ran for office, you didn't want everything to be slick and easy, comfortable PR. You wanted to engage with the difficult situations the city faces and work to make them better, especially like Mr. Keefe Davis mentioned, seeing that all citizens have housing or at least basic shelter. And as the young lady who's not with us has mentioned, and it relates to what the fine remarks Mr. Saltzman made, we really need to look at doing even better with minimum wage legislation, perhaps less restrictive minimum wage legislation from Salem and better minimum wages in Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Okay. Let's